I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we see each and every day the many wondrous gifts given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ through his resurrection, one of the most precious being the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we open ourselves each and every day more and more to this gift of the Spirit so that we might become like Christ as he became one like us. Today is the Sunday of the fourth week of Easter. This is also known as the Sunday of the Samaritan Woman in the Eastern Church. And we begin our meditation with the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 to 14. He came accordingly to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, wearied as he was from the journey, was sitting at the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a Samaritan woman to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples had gone away into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, "How is it that thou, although thou art a Jew, dost ask to drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If thou didst know the gift of God, and who it was who says to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou perhaps would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said to thee, 'Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself and his sons and his flocks?" In answer Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again. He, however, who drinks the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him shall become in him a fountain of water, springing up unto life everlasting." St. John Chrysostom writes that John calls the Spirit by the name of fire, as a sign of the ability of grace to inspire and invigorate and to erase all sins, and by the name of water, as a sign of the Spirit's power to bring about cleansing and great refreshment to those who are open to it. With good reason, the Spirit is called water, because it produces in the willing soul a verdant garden full of all types of fruitful and flourishing trees. It does not allow it to feel sorrow or the temptation of Satan, and it puts out the flaming arrows of the evil one. Today, as I said, the Eastern Church commemorates the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. As with the Sunday of the Paralytic and mid-Pentecost, this Sunday focuses on Jesus as the fountain of life. As with the Sunday of the Paralytic, this Sunday asks us to respond to Jesus' offer of living water, that is, the Holy Spirit. As with the healing of the paralytic that took place at the midway point of this Easter season, and the preaching of the temple that took place at the midway point of the Feast of Tabernacles, the events of today's Gospel take place in the midpoint of the day. Once more, the Eastern Church is calling upon us, who have gone halfway towards the celebration of Pentecost, to examine our progress on the Eastern journey. Are we continuing to walk the path toward greater openness to the glorified Son and Spirit, or do we need to retrace our steps? The example of the Samaritan woman demonstrates again the type of response that we should have to offer the new life presented to us in Christ's resurrection. She must get beyond any feelings of unworthiness and be willing to truly establish a relationship with the Lord. She must be willing to confront the reality of her life, her many husbands, that is, and all that has kept her attention away from God. She must be willing to spread the good news of her encounter with Jesus. According to the tradition of the Church, the Samaritan woman is also known as Saint Fatina, and she indeed converts at the words of Christ and will spend the rest of her life spreading the faith, before dying as a martyr at the hands of Nero. In a sense, St. Fatina fulfills a similar role to that of St. Mary of Egypt during the Lenten season, whereas St. Mary is put forward as an example of the importance of repentance and the great mercy of God. St. Fatina presents an example of how one who has been blessed by the grace of the Son and the Spirit must strive to spread the good news of salvation to others. While St. Mary of Egypt spread the good news of God's activity in her life to St. Zosimus before her death, St. Fatina spreads the gospel from Samaria to the gates of Rome. For the Eastern Church, the encounter between Jesus and St. Fatina also demonstrates Christ's humanity and divinity. As a man, Christ thirsts. As God, Christ offers the living water. In such a way, this passage also expresses the type of divine activity that is present in our lives when we have been willing to ask Christ for the living water of the Spirit to quench our own thirst, as it also quenched the thirst of Jesus' humanity. As this passage shows to us once more, the work of the Son and the Spirit are unified in our lives as they were in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus offers us the Spirit. The Spirit sanctifies us and points us towards the Messiah and in turn towards the Father. For any who seek to worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in the Son, who is the Word of truth. And we will conclude with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death He trampled death, and to those in the graves He granted life.